Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Which leads us to the topic that we seem to always be heading towards these days, what to do about this coronavirus. And shy of some antiviral coming online in 18 months or whenever, there's just a lot of talk about, well, what can we use to treat it? A malarial drug or this cocktail of chloroquine, I'm going to get the names of these things wrong, and Z-Pak and maybe zinc. A friend of ours here at the radio station came down with COVID-19, took that, and within 36 hours felt well. And there's reporting about this doctor in New York who's had hundreds of patients, and every single one of them, he says, got better after he gave them this drug combination. And I watched part of an interview that he did on the Rudy Giuliani cable show.
Say that again?
I know. And I thought, oh, I wish this was on CBS or anywhere but the Rudy Giuliani show. So Rudy is sitting there behind the desk. It looks like the sort of thing you'd hook up for your kid in their basement. And then it's a split screen, and he's talking to this doctor in New York, and he's extolling the virtues of this drug combination, which the doctor says is just a miracle. But nobody else was telling the story that way. And so I thought, well, what do other people say about that? We reached out to Dr. Ben Singer, who is at Northwestern. He is a Northwestern Medicine Assistant Professor in Critical and Pulmonary Care. Dr. Singer, thanks for joining us. This is John Williams. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me on.
It was chloroquine, Z-Pak, and something else. You know what I'm talking about here, right?
Right. It's the combination of a drug that was originally for malaria, so either chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine combined with an antibiotic called azithromycin, as you mentioned. That's what's in a Z-Pak, and then sometimes mixed with a supplement like zinc.
So that's the one the president was extolling the virtues of, too. Where are we on that right now? What do we know? What do we think about that?
We have a lot of unanswered questions, and it is far from a certainty that those medications given individually or in combination are safe or effective to treat COVID-19. The available data are really insufficient to recommend them broadly to treat this coronavirus disease, and without better data, and we can go into what that might mean, it is really premature to be using them for this disease.
I know someone who sells drugs to pharmacies, and they can't get any of that stuff now. Sold out. They're making a mint on it because people aren't interested in your fancy double-blind study. Hell, if it worked for my friend, I'll give it a try. I'm going to get that and keep it on the shelf. You know people are thinking like that, right?
Absolutely. And it's human nature when you give a medication to someone as a physician and just that one person and you see them get better. It's human nature to think that it was due to the drug that you gave them. And if they don't do well, it's human nature to think that, oh, the drug didn't work and the disease is what caused the problem, not that the medication could have been harmful. The only way to get around those human biases is to do controlled studies where a group of patients receives the medication, a group of patients receives a placebo, and neither the patient nor the physician know what they're getting until the end of the study. That's the only way to understand if these medications are truly helpful or harmful.
How long would that take?
These studies are ongoing. I'll point to one well-done randomized controlled trial of an antiviral that was completed in a matter of weeks. And this is because we have so many patients with coronavirus disease that these trials, we hope, can be conducted fairly rapidly on a large number of patients, and we can know the answer.
April 3rd. Would we know by May 3rd?
It's really hard to know. I am not personally involved in any of the ongoing control trials of these medications, but I certainly hope that we will have some definitive answers soon, because without it, we are really without good data to know if what we're doing is helpful or harmful.
But a doctor could prescribe it, right? I mean, I do know instances where people have taken that combination and they have gotten well. Now, maybe it was because they were going to get well anyway, or maybe their body was predisposed to, you know, prosper with those drugs and maybe somebody else wouldn't. So I appreciate what you're saying, but that does seem to be working for some people, doesn't it?
Again, I can't say if it's working or not. In any one person, it is not possible to know if that medication caused any particular effect. Now, you're right. Doctors are giving these medications. Pharmacies are running low on hydroxychloroquine, and that can make it hard for patients in which those drugs have been shown to have a benefit. These are some of the rheumatologic disorders like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis. Huh. But without good data, I really have to emphasize that we really don't know that what we're doing is helpful for the patients that we choose to give these medications.
Boy, damn my luck if I've got rheumatoid arthritis or lupus and I can't get the drugs I need now because people are thinking they're going to buy it up for something else that's not even proven.
That's right. So there is a downside. If someone gets the drug and the pharmacy is out of it, that means someone else isn't going to get it.
But I can't just buy that myself. A doctor would have to prescribe those things, right?
Correct. These are prescription medications.
So evidently some doctors, perhaps feeling they don't have many options, are prescribing it. And evidently it's having a positive effect on some patients. But, oh, you scientists, you are insistent upon this double-blind study that will take time before we know the pros and cons of the things, huh?
That's right. I mean, our basic part of being a doctor is to do no harm. And without knowledge that we're helping people, these medications have the potential to cause harm. They have psychiatric side effects. They can have effects on heart rhythm, some of which can be fatal. And so we really need to understand in much more detail exactly what we're doing. Otherwise, I think we risk exposing patients to harm.
Do you blame the doctor, though, that prescribes that when somebody comes in and maybe it's early enough in the run of the disease that the idea is if we get it to them right now, maybe they won't get a bad case of coronavirus. I don't blame a doctor for trying that if it's allowed.
No, and I think that ultimately doctors in conjunction with patients and their families have to have a discussion about what the level of evidence is, what the potential downsides of any treatment strategy are.
All right, doctor. So is your business, because you're in cardiology, are you not pulmonary care?
No, my specialty is in pulmonary, the intensive care unit.
Oh, I'm sorry. You just cut out there, doctor. You said you're in the ICU as well?
Correct. That's where I see patients, is in the intensive care unit. That's right.
I presume you are all, I don't know, are you busy there right now? What's going on?
Yeah, it's quite busy. Even for those of us that are used to intense situations, this is a particularly intense time.
We have to go, but just one last thought about all of that. Do you imagine that medical professionals are going to need some kind of decompression or counseling after we all get through this? I think they're being asked to do a lot of things, including putting themselves in harm's way. Never mind the sort of stress of it all, but it's also potentially dangerous work. I hope you and your colleagues are going to be able to cope with all of this.
Well, thank you so much for that expression of concern. We are very lucky at Northwestern to work in a very supportive environment. There's been a big effort to support physicians, nurses, other staff who are helping to care for this surge of patients with COVID-19, and keep an eye on our wellness as well. So thank you so much for bringing that up.
Dr. Ben Singer, let's visit again. Maybe down the road we'll see how this thing goes, but thanks for your time today. Our best to the folks over at Northwestern. It's 11:44. Hey, I'm going to take a break. This is your chance to call 312-981-7200 or text that number. We're going to do our bright side.